Shas Samechem Beis. This Gemara, this stuff ties together. Ma'amish the whole Masechta. Not the whole Masechta, but a good part of the Masechta. A lot of very nice. You said this till the start. Amar Yehuda, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Here we go. Yisrael v'Nachi b'Pnimis, Yisrael b'Chitzayna. Here's the case. We're gonna have two different scenarios now. Gemara. So we got to be very careful. One case at a time. The first case is we have the Pnimis. Let's get the geography, the details, the architecture. We have two courtyards, an inner and an outer. The only way for the people living in the inner courtyard to get outside is to walk through the outer courtyard. So that means the people in the inner courtyard have what's called Drisas Haregel on the outer courtyard. They have rite of passage. Now there's a Shiloh, we learned this a while ago, we had this not in a few days, or whatever, a week or two ago, the Sugya. Regel Hoyseres Bimukaima, Hoyseres Shaloi Bimukaima. Or regel hamuteres b'mukayma is seres shloy b'mukayma. It's machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Machlokes says if you are in the inner courtyard and there is a door that separates the inner courtyard from the outer courtyard, but you have a rite of passage to the outer courtyard, do you cause harm for the outer courtyard if you do not join together in an Eruv Chatzeros with them? In other words, let's give you one example, one case. We have two courtyards, inner courtyard, outer courtyard. It's a port hakdam for the Gemara. Inner courtyard, let's make believe, has 10 people. And the outer courtyard has 10 people. The people in the inner courtyard, let's say they do not make an Eruv among themselves. They don't. They chose not to make an Eruv among themselves. And the people in the outer courtyard did make an Eruv among themselves. So they would like to carry from their homes to the courtyard. Problem is, the people in the outer courtyard here.
What?
Made among themselves. Here's
for what area?
For the outer courtyard
just
only.
Just
for the outer courtyard. So here's my Gemara. We have the margin. We have the binding. Inner courtyard, outer courtyard. Here is the Rosh Hasharab. Outer courtyard. There are 10 people. They made an Eruv among themselves. They would like to carry on Shabbos from their homes into the courtyard, their own courtyard.
The main Eruv.
Yeah, okay. Problem is, the people in the inner courtyard have a right to walk through the outer courtyard. Does their rite of passage cause a problem? Now, there are two different types of problems. If the people in the inner courtyard did not make an Eruv among themselves, so that's called Regel Ha'iseres B'mekoyma. They are not even allowed to carry in their own inner courtyard. So certainly there's more potential for that contamination to spread if they can even carry from their homes into their own courtyard.
They cannot.
So they also have a right to walk through the outer courtyard. So you have a reshus, which by definition is a place of isser.
Right.
And that isser is spreading. That contamination is spreading to the outer courtyard because they have a right to walk through the outer courtyard. So that car, what? They did not. They have to walk. So there is a svara to say that they did not join in the Eruv. They did not participate in the Eruv.
So they can't carry in the outer courtyard.
So they of course cannot carry.
Yeah.
So the question is, can the residents of the outer courtyard carry from their homes to the outer courtyard?
Why?
Because since there are other people that are intruding, that are coming there, have a right to walk there, and not only do they have the right to walk there, these are people that by definition are evildoers. They're evil people. I don't mean that literally,
yeah.
But they're people that bring with them a spirit of prohibition. Because those people, even in their own courtyard, are not allowed to carry from their homes to their inner courtyard because they did not make an Eruv among themselves. And now in addition to that, they're walking through our courtyard on the outside. So even though we did join together in the outer courtyard to make an Eruv Chatzeros, but maybe this fact that they can walk through. This is called, let's look at the term. The term is important. Regel, feet, ha'iseres, which is prohibited. B'mekoyma. Now here's the question. Oiseres shaloi b'mekoyma will bring prohibition shaloi b'mekoyma, or maybe not. Okay, that's one term. Another term we have to keep in mind is other extreme. Let's say the inner courtyard made an Eruv among themselves. Ah, gewaltige people. Okay, they did indeed make an error among themselves. So what are they called in a courtyard? Regel hamuteres
b'mekayma. And they have a courtyard.
Also did among themselves.
They built themselves.
Among themselves. So now we have it's a much lighter question.
They made separately.
Separate error of him. A is separate. B is separate. So now the question is a little bit lighter. It's but the terms are important for our Gemara. They are called regel hamuteres b'mekayma. Will it be oiseres shaloi b'mekayma? Or Einoi Oiseres Shaloi
Bimakaim. What's the story to say that's Oiseres?
Because they walk their rite of passage. They walk their intruders. They're walking through the outer courtyard.
In
their own makim. But maybe the fact that they're walking through a makim that's not theirs, and they did not participate in the Erev in the Shaloi Bimakaimah. They did not participate. So they are problematic. They are going to share the serenity of the people in the outer courtyard, and they're not going to be able to carry. There. That's the issue.
It could have been in one area right for both.
Absolutely.
Places?
That would be ideal. Halavai.
If both were in one area, then.
Halavai. Holy Sroluim Leshe Vesuka Achas. Right? You told me it's Sukkot, right? It's Sukkot coming up soon. So, Holy Sroluim Leshe Vesuka Achas. Okay, these are the terms. These terms are Kedai. Now, let's give one more point of Akdam before we do the Gemara very quickly. One point of Akdam is the Machloikis, Rabbi Meir. Now, it's the Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon Lazar. We just began to touch on this yesterday. We have a guy. Yeah, let's discuss the classic case, which is done with Zman Hazeh, but you rent from the city, this modern day contemporary Reuven. You have 10 Jews living in a courtyard, and you have a guy. Number 11, the odd man, is the guy, is the non-Jew. And the 10 Jews join together in an Erev. Do you also ask the guy to participate in the Erev? Chas v'shalom. No such thing. A guy does not participate.
You don't buy
box smats and say the Erev should also include the guy, is also part of one of the Kapi family. Chas v'shalom. You don't do that. So what do? Chazal, it's a very common problem. You have a guy in the courtyard, so you can't go carry from your bias to the courtyard. It's a rishus that's shared by a tzibur, by a rabbin. So what do? Chazal made a takana. You rent. You give the guy a dollar. Give the guy a few dollars. Can we rent space in your house? And by renting space, you basically, it's a hostile takeover.
If he's willing,
right.
Of course.
If he's not willing, you got a big problem. You got a big problem. If he's not willing, then you can't make it. But if he's willing, some guy, they get all spooked out. What do you want from me? What are you doing this all about? We all know that. I used to do this all the time. Stand on the street on Shabbos and ask for a guy. We have clocks. I used to have me clocks and computers. And more clocks, the more computers you have that turn on the lights, the more they're not going to work, and the more you're getting malfunctions. So every so often the lights were out. So of course, no one wants to go out to the street to get the guy to get compliant. To the Bar Mitzvah, the Remes, all the Halachas, I would go out into the street to get the guy, It's all different, it's amazing. This is an amazing study of human psychology. All different types of goyim. Some goyim, for all the money in the world, will not do it. What? They think I'm going to kill them.
Right.
The mamish think you come into the shul, and who knows? There are some goyim that are so willing. They're so, of course. And then there are goyim you can manipulate a little bit. You get all different types. It's really, and some goyim, they know the Shabbos, and they know they live in Jewish homes and all about it. Oh, right away, it's fun. Of course, they'll do it. Okay, fine. But we have schiras makam. So now here's a very important halacha. Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi. This appears in the daf Gemara before, and this is a very important halacha Gemara. What happens if you're in a courtyard and there is only one Jew and one guy? Are you now? If you was only one Jew, you don't need an Erev altogether. If you're the only Jew living in the courtyard, you have one bayis, one courtyard. So you're a shus, because then they do whatever you want. Who's stopping you? Carry from the courtyard bayis to the courtyard along their four walls. But let's say there's a Jew, a Yisrael, and a goy. Are you mechuyev to do schiras makom when there is one goy? So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Elazar ben Yaakov says no. He says you're not. You're not mechuyev to do so. I'll make some names. One time, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov Amir, let's say one says no, you're not mechuyev. Because Chazal only enacted the takana to rent from a guy in a usual situation, but not in an unusual situation. Living alone according with a guy is very unusual time of Chazal, because goyim were nechshad al shvichas tamim. You would not want to be a court alone with the guy in the court. Therefore, it would not happen. Therefore, there's no need to rent. The Chazal said, in this case, because you're not going to be around, this situation will not continue for a long term. The only time you need to rent from a guy is when there's more than one Jew. Then you're not afraid of the guy because he is outnumbered. Chazal were not happy that a guy is living in your court because you're going to learn from his evil ways. And therefore, they want to make it uncomfortable for you to live in such a situation. You have to go rent from him, Rishus. It's very uncomfortable to explain. He's not going to like it. You're not going to like it. And maybe that will be an incentive for you to get rid of him or for you to pack up and leave. Okay, but if there's one guy and one Jew, that's so rare, you're not going to live there for practical considerations because the guy, you're always scared for your life and you're all alone in the four walls with the guy, what it'll do to you. And therefore, Chazal did not require you to make an Erev.
So the Moshe bungalow colony.
Yeah. There's more than one Jew living in the bungalow colony.
Yeah,
the Chayra.
Yeah. It could be one guy, the caretaker.
Of course, you have to schiras makom. Absolutely. What about you have an apartment building? Many apartment buildings today have in the building itself, you make an Erev Chatzeos. The children want to play on Shabbos. In apartment buildings, right? You have an apartment building, and you have 50 people, you have 100, high-rise building in Manhattan, you can have there 500 people. And you want to play in the hall. The children want to play. They want to play in the lobby. I used to live lower side. I used to go to the lobby and play in the hall. And it was like a mamash playground the whole way outside the apartments. So you have to make an Erev Chatzeros. It's inevitable. You can have a guy. So what do you do? You have to schiras makom.
Don't need to make anyway an Erev.
What?
To carry the apartment buildings.
Right. Also, the whole shayla is the apartments because the guy
because the apartment.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So the apartment building you make an Erev Chatzeros.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say you have a guy. You're living in the building. So you have to go and do schiras makom. Of course. Okay, the bar problems are very complicated because who's the owner? Does the owner have rights? Tfis sabayis. If an owner owns a ply, like Lower East Side, it used to be then, not anymore, to now it's all co-ops, but it used to be the derech then, when I was a child, was that it was owned by whoever owned the apartment building. Everyone rented, but the building owned the appliances. They own the stove. They own the refrigerator. It's extremely common. So being that they owned an appliance in the building, they have tfis haspayas. You don't need to do anything. It's owned by one rishos. You don't need to even make an Erev Chatzeros. You're basically living in a hotel. You're the guest of everyone is considered to be the halach guest of one owner. Okay, this is an issue which is not for now. But the point over here is we have another very important machlokes in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. We're in a situation where we have one goy and one Jew. Do you need to make an Eruv Chatz? Do you need to schiras makom? One Tana says no. One Tana says yes. Even though it's one Jew, one goy, you do need schiras makom. Everything we just said is now going to interact. I gave you all the variables for the entire da, and it gets complicated. And every single variable, see Menashe, you're gonna have to hold on, Menashe. You missed the whole atom.
Menachem. Try to come. Fine.
All of these variables are now going to interact in many ways, and it's gonna be a beautiful Gemara. Let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar. So here we have the first case. The first case as follows: we have a Yisrael, the Nachri B'Peninis. Ah, look at that. So right away, that's trigger bells, ring bells in your head. We have one guy and one Jew living B'Peninis. Now right away, does that one Jew, is he allowed to carry into this courtyard? Does he need to do Schiras Makom? I just told you, this is Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Machloikis, maybe yes, maybe not. One opinion is not. Okay, now to make things more complicated, we have another courtyard on the outside. The Chitzoyin, who's living there? A loner. A lone Jew. A Yisrael is a lone Jew. The Yisrael, the Chitzoyin. So the Shail is, what is the halacha? Is the Jew on the outside? Is the Jew on the inside? You can really Shail in a very general way. Are the Jews, each one, no one made an Erev here. Let's assume now that there is no Erev, not among themselves. They're certainly not going to make an Erev. There's no one to make an Erev within each courtyard. And the inner courtyard is only one Jew. And the outer courtyard is only one Yisrael. So there's no Eruv v'chatzeres here whatsoever, and they certainly did not make an Eruv among themselves, at least among Mars Havamina, together, in and outer, and there's a guy in the inside. The Shaila is, let's limit the Shaila for the moment, can the Yisrael, who's living in the outer courtyard, is he allowed to carry from his apartment to the courtyard? Bo Maisa Lefnei Rebbe, the Osar. And he paskin the Yisrael living in the Chatzar HaChitzayna is not allowed to take an object from his bayis and bring it into the four walls of the courtyard. V'lefnei Rabbi Chiya v'osar. And Rabbi Chiya agreed. There was no machlekes, very unique situation in Klal Yisrael where two Amorayim are not arguing in the halacha. Yosef Rabbi, here's the part that's very interesting, and the Gemara doesn't go away from this. The Gemara says a shocking statement. The Gemara Dulcher does not retract from the shocking statement that it makes. Yosef Rabbi, Rav Yosef b'shilei pirkei Rav Sheshesh. Rabbi and Rav Yosef was sitting at the end of the shir of Rav Sheshesh. Rav Sheshesh gave a shir. Okay, he gave the daf. Different sugya, they were learning different sugya, and when the shir was over, the Yosef Rav Sheshesh, and Rav Sheshesh, after he was relaxing, when the shir was over, they called Amar, Kaman Amar Rav L'Shmaitse. And they mentioned, you know, they mentioned this interesting shayla, Rav Yudah Marav, they mentioned the shayla, this interesting shayla, where you have two courtyards, inner and outer, and in the inner courtyard there's one Yisrael, the outer there's one Yisrael, there's a guy in the inner courtyard, and we want to look in the guy in the Yisrael, in the outer courtyard, can he carry? And he paskind, osur, you're not allowed to carry. Kiman omer Rav L'Shmaitse. So, like who? So Rav Sheshesh, Rav Meir? So, who did he say? So he says, Rav Sheshesh said, did he say like Rav Meir? Now, what did Rav Meir? Rav Meir is the one that says, that if you have a one guy, and one Yisrael and one guy, Rav Meir is machmir. Rav Meir says, even though there's only one Yisrael, and there's only one Yisrael and one guy, you still need schirus. You still need to rent the reshus from the guy. And in this situation, there was no schirus. The Yisrael in the inner courtyard did not rent from the guy. And therefore, just like the Yisrael on the inside is not allowed to carry from his bayis into the courtyard, because the one on the inside failed to rent reshus from the guy, likewise, the Jew who's living in the outer courtyard is also not allowed to carry from his bayis to his apartment. Now, before we go further, let's try on our own to figure out the rationale for this. Okay? Now, Rav Meir, that we understand. What does Rav Meir say? One Yisrael, one guy, you need schirus. If you don't do schirus, that's it, it's over. You can't carry. Okay, now let me ask you a question. So the inner courtyard, what is that called? It's called the Yisrael, who's living in the inner courtyard, is called a regel hoiseres b'mekoyma. This is the principle that we introduced. Now, that Yisrael who's living on the inner courtyard, he has a rite of passage through the outer courtyard. So, l'chayra, it's regel hoiseres b'mekoyma, oiseres shiloi b'mekoyma. Since he has rite of passage to go to the outer courtyard, he's going to do it from the outer courtyard. Okay, so this is what he said in Karkish Rabba Reshe Rabba. Bowed his head. Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, you are correct. This halacha only makes sense according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was shocked. When he heard what was going on, he said, how could it be these two great Amorayim, Rav Sheshes, who made the statement, and Rabbi that agreed with the statement, can say such a thing which doesn't make sense? This halacha doesn't make one word of sense. Kinan, Shrei Gavri, Ravavei, Kirabonon. These two great men, Rav Sheshes, who made the statement, and Rabbo, who bowed his head in agreement, can say this. Litu Bahai Milsa can make such a mistake. And what's the error? Ik Rabbi Meir. If the issue here is Rabbi Meir, And a mayor holds, you did not, you need schiros when you have one Yisrael and one guy living in the same courtyard, you need schiros. Lama li Yisrael b'chit soina. The whole shaila here was focused, what about the Yisrael who's living in the outer courtyard? Is he allowed to take an object from his bias and bring it into the outer courtyard? Right? That was the shaila. The main focus, if the issue here is, which is mashma, since the whole focus is on the outer courtyard, the mashmos is that the Yisrael who's living inside, there's no shaila. It's mutter. It's mutter. But if you're telling me that we're going like Rabbi Meir, who's of the opinion that if there's one Yisrael and one guy, you need schirus, not only is the outer one, forget about the outer one, even the inner one is not allowed to carry. Since the whole shiloh was focused on the outer one, there's a mashmois that the one on the inner one is mutl lechatchila. But that's not true. If we're going like Rabbi Meir that says, the one that you need to do schirus on is one guy, even the inner Yisrael is not allowed to carry in his courtyard. And certainly the outer one is not going to be allowed to carry in the courtyard, because we're following the lumdis of regel, hoyseres bimikoima, hoyseres shaloi bimikoima, rite of passage. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me, no, it's not a kasha. Do you know why they mentioned the outer one, they focused? Ma'isa shaloi kachoya. That was the ma'isa. The ma'isa was, it was a story. You can't ask a kasha on a story. A kasha on a ma'isa, you can't ask. This is the way it was. There were two courtyards. The guy on the inside, he wasn't interested. It didn't bother him. He had no desire to carry Yotka anyway. They wanted him to mivare the person on the outside, the outer courtyard. He was a person who likes to have a nice picnic in the outside courtyard. He wanted to carry. He was the one who came to ask the shayla on the base medrash. The Gemara says that's not correct, because of a boy mine merav pinimi b'mekoy moy ma'ahu. They once asked Rav, this is the same Rav that paskind that it's osor, and the only reason why it makes sense that it's us because of Rabbi Meir regular says from Mekoyma Yinin Eruv, but it wants this Rav the same exact Shalopinimi b'mekoyma imahu. Now this is shocking. Rav himself said the Omar Lohen Mutter. What's going on? And Rav says it's Mutter. So what we will go with the same exact Shaila. There was an inner courtyard and outer courtyard. There was one Yisrael on the inside, one Yisrael on the outside. In addition, there was a guy on the inside. So it's one and one. And one and one, what did Rav Paskin? The one on the inside, mutter. Ooh, mutter. So what are you talking about? So in the mutter, that's like who? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who's of the opinion, when it's one guy and one Yisrael, it's very rare, you don't need schirus. V'yamlocha mutter. So the Morris says, so goes v'yela, so there's v'yela mai. So what do you want to say then? Okay, so what do you want to say? So what do you want to tell me then? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so go like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Let's write. So now this is a very important point. The Gemara does not at any point come back to explain the lumdis 9:30. What? Mine was at
9:30.
9
o'clock is downstairs.
Oh, sorry, I know that. So the Gemara says now, so the Gemara, now this is an important point. The Gemara, for the remainder of this staff, will not come back to resolve the lumdis of Rav Sheshes and Rabba. That's a mystery. Maybe look at the Mefarshim and figure out why. The Gemara does says, how could it be that two great Rabbanim, two great people, Rav Sheshes and Rabba, made a mistake in such an issue? We're not going to ever come back to resolve that. But what the Gemara at least is going to try to do is to figure out the halacha. Okay, Rav said a halacha. The halacha of Rav definitely has to have some logic, has to have some lumdis, some reason that will make sense. We're going to work very hard to figure out the pshat and Rav, but we're never going to return to figure out how Rav Sheshes and Rabba can make a mistake in suggesting that the lumdis of Rav is because Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. Clearly that cannot be. Because if that was the case, the issue is not only the outer courtyard, the issue is the inner courtyard as well. Okay, so going away from Rav Sheb, now let's figure out, Svilamai. So we're going to say, the Gemara is making a suggestion that Rav holds Rav Elizabeth Yaakov. That says what? What does Rav Elizabeth Yaakov say? Rav Elizabeth Yaakov is of the opinion that if there's one guy and there's one Yisrael, It's mutter. Right? One goy and one yisrael, you do not need schir. So the inner courtyard is mutter. Now what's the next shiloh? So what about the outer courtyard? But ha'omar rav. But okay, fine. Ella. So what's then the pshat? Why then is the outer one osur? Oh, Ella Krabi Akiva de Omar. Here are the key words. Regel hamuteres bimekoima oiseres shaloi bimekoima. Saying a chiddush, even though it's taka true that the one on the inside is allowed to carry, because even the one on the inside only has a one guy, and when there's one guy, you don't need tzchirus, because we're going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but the one on the outside is still osur, because the one on the inside has right of passage to the outside. So it's the lamdis of regel hamuteres b'mekoyma, even though it's muteres b'mekoyma, even though it's still oiseres shaloi b'mekoyma. Okay? So that's why the one on the outside is not allowed to carry, because there's someone that's walking through his courtyard. Even though the one that's walking through his courtyard is someone that's good, it's still together regel hamuteres b'mekoyma oiseres shaloi b'mekoyma. And the Marsa Kasha, if that's the case, if that's the whole chiddush, lamali nochri, a beautiful kasha. So if that's the whole lundis, the whole yisoid of Rav is regel hamuteres b'mekoyma is still oiseres shaloi b'mekoyma. You can illustrate this halacha without the goy. Simple. There are two courtyards, an inner, an outer. The inner has one Yisrael, outer has one Yisrael. The inner is mutter, the outer is osur. You know why the outer is osur? Because even though there's only one Yisrael living inside, it's regel hamuteres b'mekoyma ser shel mekoyma. So who needs the guy? Lamali nochri, afil Yisrael nami. So now the Gemara is Amar Rav Guna Berei Rav Yisrael Yalom Kamin Milas Ben Yaakov Uchar B'Yakiva. Now we come to the maskana. This is the maskana. Okay, this is on the test. This is the answer. The maskana, the beautiful case. They made an eruv. This beautiful lamedus. The two courtyards, they join forces. The inner, like we said before, call the yisrael v'suk achas. The case is both the inner and the outer courtyard joined together in a single eruv. So now, what's the problem? The problem is the taima. So why then is the one on the outside still osir? The time dikon nachrihu the osir, because now you need schirus. You hear the lumbus? We're going like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. It's a tremendous chiddush what the Gemara is saying. We're going like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. If there's one Yisrael and one guy, you don't need schirus. If there are two Yisraelim and one guy, you need schirus. But what about a shiloh where the only way you're going to combine two Yisraelim is by a Yisrael in the inner courtyard plus a Yisrael in the outer courtyard? Mm-hmm. They're not together in one courtyard. So what would you say? You can debate the issue. Maybe, maybe not. Since on the one hand, it's the inner courtyard is the Yisrael and the guy. You don't need. You're finished. Or maybe since now you've joined together, so it's like two Yisraelim are together. Plus we have a guy. Oh, two Yisraelim and one guy. You do need Schiras Makayim. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Because there's a guy and the guy did not join together, in the Erev we have indeed a problem. So here's the Gemara's answer. One more time, the answer. Hacha my askinan going the case of the Dama Belum Sumakama, Lomli Nachaf, Yishonam, Rabbi Shul, Yakov, Rabbi Akiva, Hach my askinan, Rabbi Akiva, regular Sersum Mutaris, and Mukama, I searched the Mukama Bach my askinan, going to Ervu, they made an air of a time they could know Nachri, who the Asa of like a Nachri, Loyasim. Okay, that ends this Shtekel Gemara, new Gemara. On my boy, me, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisrael, knew now it's the same dilemma the other way around, where the guy is living not in the inner courtyard, but the guy is living in the outer courtyard. Now let me just tell you some background information. What do we discuss? What's the law? That's why you have a guy in Yisrael. You don't need to make it. You don't need tzchira smakam. According to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, because it's not usual. It's very rare when you're going to live together. Now, obviously, what was the Gemara's maskana? That's only
a guy
and you living together. It's rare. It's not going to happen. Chazal only made a takana to make a tzchirus only in usual situations. What's a usual situation? What?
This go what?
To rent rishos from the guy in order to be mounted to carry in the courtyard. You have to do this procedure called schirus only in usual situations. What's usual? When the guy is outnumbered. But when it's equal, when it's one Yisrael and one guy, it's that's rare because the Yisrael is afraid for his life. So Chazal assumed that this situation is not going to remain long term. They did not require you to do schiras magen. So here's that. But what do we just conclude learning? That when you have a guy living on the inside with one Yisrael and a guy living on the outside, the Gemara's maskan is that's considered to be usual enough. Even though it's not 100% usual, it's why? Obviously because the guy is afraid. The guy is afraid, even though I'm here all alone in the inner courtyard with the one Yisrael, who knows? At any moment, the Yisrael on the outer courtyard may barge in, may walk in and say, where's my friend? Where's Beryl? Where did Beryl go? And the guy can't say, oh, Beryl left. Because the Yisrael will say, Beryl didn't leave. I would have seen him leave. He walked through my courtyard. So the guy, even though he's all alone with the Yisrael inside, he's mirsas. Because he knows at any moment the guy in the outside. Now here's how the woe be the other way around. Where the guy is living all alone with the Yisrael in the outer courtyard. And there's a Yisrael living in the inner courtyard. Is the guy who's in the outer courtyard alone with the Yisrael, is he also mirsas? That at any moment the Yisrael from the inside is going to appear and say, where's Beryl? You can say, Beryl left. And the Yisrael can't say back. What do you mean he left? I would have seen him. No, you wouldn't. He doesn't leave through you. He leaves the other direction, the outside. So that's the Gemara's dilemma. Maybe this case is rare because it's very dangerous. He's not mirsas. And a male in this case, we would not require schiras makaim in this situation because this situation is very unusual because in this situation, a Yisrael would not want to live in this matzav because he's really afraid. Why is he afraid? Because the guy is not afraid. You're afraid when the guy is not afraid. That is the Gemara's next shaila. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Merav, Yisrael, v'nochri, the guy is living where? The chitzoina, in the outer courtyard. The Yisrael b'pnim is ma'hu hasam. In the first case, the case we learned above the top of the Yom, we learned on time of Mishum, the shchiach, the doyer, there it's shchiach. It's common, it's going to happen where you're going to have a guy and Yisrael living together in a courtyard because the mirsas. Why is this situation normal? Because the guy is afraid. The mirsas nachri v'savah hash to us the Yisrael. The Yisrael may arrive. The Yisrael is living outside. May pick it, put in his hand any moment. V'yamar li Yisrael. V'yamar li, and he'll say to the guy, Yisrael, the havig abach hecha. Where is my friend Beryl? Where did he go? Avul Hach over here in this situation where the guy is on the outer courtyard. Amin Alei, the guy will say, what do you want from me? When the Yisrael in the inner courtyard, the guy will kill the Jew, Achas Shalom, in the outer courtyard. And then when the Yisrael in the inner courtyard will come and say, where's my friend Beryl? So the guy will say, I don't know, he left. And he left. When you leave on the outside. You don't go in the inside. He left. Dilma, do we say Hachinami Mirsas? Here also he's afraid. The Savar, no, he's still afraid. The Savar hash to us Yisrael. The Chazili, he'll observe me killing. Einachnami, after the fact is over, after I commit the crime, I can have an excuse. But he might catch me committing the crime. And therefore I was afraid. So if that was the shayla, Amalei, so the answer is, Tein l'chacham v'yecham, give to the chacham, and let him figure out. In other words, let's compare this case to the other case, and he basically meant to say that it's the same thing. The guy is afraid. The guy, just like in the previous case, the guy is inside, he's afraid that the Yisrael will come from the outside and look inside, where's Beryl? The guy is also afraid, as well in this case, that the inner Yisrael will come to the outer courtyard and catch him in the act. The guy is afraid. And since the guy is afraid, the Yisrael is not afraid. Mm-hmm. Right? It's Zelumazeh. And if the Yisrael is not afraid, then that means that this situation will exist. It will happen where there will be two courtyards, inner, outer. There will be a Yisrael on the inside, Yisrael on the outside. And in addition, there will be a Goy on the outside. And the rule is, anytime we have a situation that is common, Chazal said, we're going to make you do Schiras Mokoyim from the Goy. So if you want to join forces, if you want to join together with the Megan Erev Chatzeres with the Yisrael inside, you must make Schiras Mokoyim, do Schiras Mokoyim from the guy who lives on the outside. Okay? That concludes Gemara. Beautiful Gemara. It brings together all of these Yisraelis, Rabbi Meir, Rosh Ben Yaakov, one guy, one Yisrael, the Machlaikis. It brings together the Machlaikis, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, Regel, Hoyseres, Mukaima, Hoyseres, Shalev Mukaima, Muteres Mukaima, Mushal Mukaima. It brings together all these Yisraelis, and together with a nice little story with Rav Sheishis and Rabba, Karkash Rosha, and Rav Yosef, how could two Talmidicha make such a mistake? Vaita. Look, now we go a little bit Vaita and say, Me'ilin by singing. For Ishlokish, another mice. Another mice. Now, this is a very bizarre mice. Aaron has the most mice, I think. Right? Yeah. I'm not a bucky in Shas, but there are a lot of stories. Aaron, the whole suya. Babasha. Chizka Sabatim also is packed with stories. Short little stories. But the whole Masechta and Aaron has all these stories, one after another, and all these stories we got halachas. Next. Rish Lakish, Talmid Rabbi Lachnina, Iklullahu Punduk. Rish Lakish, and Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Arvachnina, they went to visit a Punduk in Inn. Okay, there's a bizarre story. Now here we know. Now, what was the inn? The inn there was. Now in the inn, let's say this, and they were before Shabbos began. There were five. Let's say there were 10 Yisraelim, and there was also a goy. Now the balabas of the inn was a goy. Okay, so but he gave over rishus to 10 Yisraelim, and he also rented one room to a goy. Now that goy who rented the room was not here. He was out of town. When last seen, it was in China. He was out of town. Okay, he's not coming back. He's far as we know, he's gone. So this is a halacha. This goes back. If you have a courtyard and you have 10 Israelim and a guy, and the guy is out of town, so you're in luck. You don't need to do schiris. The only time that you need to do schiris from the guy is when the guy is present. He either is living there or he's in the town. And they may walk in at any moment. But when the guy is out of town, you don't need to do anything. You're home free. You don't need to worry about it. So as far as we know, the guy who rented, the renter who rented the room, he's out of town on business. Okay, so no problem. But who's coming around, making his rounds to check up on everyone? The soicher. The one who actually owns the property and is renting out the rishus. Now, here's the problem. Really, we assume that he left town. He went to China. But we're not really sure. And it can very well happen that suddenly on Shabbos comes, he'll arrive. The guy will arrive. The guy who rented the room will arrive. Now, what's going to happen? If he arrives, now, we can't rent, do schirus, unless he's here. Because there's no one to talk to. Can't talk to a wall. He's not here. His door is locked. He's out of town. There's no one to rent from. He's out of town. What's going to happen? He may show up on Shabbos at 12 o'clock. We'll be walking off from Musaf, and there he is. Harry is here. He's here on Shabbos. So what are we going to do then? That's it. It's over. Curtains. We know he'll arrive, and the air of his bottle, because we did not do schirus. So we wanted. So can we do schirus on Shabbos? That's the next sugya. Let's assume now no. Let's assume you can't do business, you can't do schiris on Shabbos. Let's make that assumption. So what's the next best thing? A brilliant solution. Let's go to the owner. We'll go to the person who owns the property, who has rented the room to...
Who's the owner?
The guy. And he's here. He's around the corner. We'll go to him. We'll give him $5. We want to rent the room from you because you're really the owner. And the truth is, that doesn't really work because he's no longer the owner. If he rented it, he no longer has rights. When you rent something to someone else, okay, you're a little bit the owner, but I no longer have rights. So what's the law? That's the law. What's the law? Because since these are the rules, there are laws. There are documents. The renter, if he wants, can evict the renter with no reason whatsoever. He can evict him at a moment's notice. So since potentially the renter, the owner, has the right to evict the soicher on a moment's notice without any warning for no reason, even though no crime was committed. Everything is fine and good. That's good enough to allow us now, in advance, Erev Shabbos, to give the soicher a few dollars to do schiras mokoim from the soicher, just in case the soicher arrives. See what's going on? Me'ikar hadin, we don't need to do anything. Because right now, the goy is not here. If the soicher is not here,
right,
we are concerned that instead of taking a regular Boeing 747, they'll take a Concorde. Even though the Concordes are no longer in service, they will resurrect the Concorde just for him, and he'll come and he'll arrive on Shabbos. He'll land, he'll show up. And when he shows up, we're in big trouble because we have a big party planned for tomorrow and we're in a lot of trouble. So we want insurance and we want to go and take all precautions and we want to go to the soicher and give him money now in advance. Problem is, he's not the Baal of us right now. He relinquished Rishus by renting it to someone. Yeah, but you still have rights to evict him. And those rights to evict the renter is good enough to consider you a semi-Baal of us. So when we give you money, we'll make the halach of schirus. That's the lamed of shaila. He has a beautiful lamed. That's the gemara shaila. And now, by the way, let me just tell you one thing in advance. The gemara halach lemais. A lot of these things work. Why? Because this din schirus is not a real schirus. It's a token schirus. It's just Chazal machmir. Chazal wanted you to go through the motions. So it doesn't follow all the rules of Shulchan Aruch. Even though there are technical difficulties, we're willing to overlook many of these technical difficulties in order to allow you to make on Shabbos an Eruvei Chatzeros. Like, you don't want to get into business. We'll see even soon that B'dieva, you can do it on Shabbos also. So you use Schirus on Shabbos. You go do business on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. For this, you can do business.
Yeah.
It's not a full-fledged din. It's the more of a lamdasha din. If a chazal were extremely lenient in breaking and in bending the rules in order to accomplish this make-believe, not a make-believe, but it's a type of schirus. We'll see different examples. We're going to see many examples of this in the Gemara, of how lenient chazal were in this type of schirus. So here we go. The mice, one more time the story. Reish Lakish, v'talmid Rabbi Chanina. They went to an inn. The door of the guy was locked. But the maskir, the owner of the building, happened to be making his rounds. At the fire department came to inspect, so he was there showing them all the different things. We're concerned that tomorrow the soicher may arrive. And if he arrives, we're in a lot of trouble. Can we, in the meantime, have insurance by renting from the maskir? So, kol heicha the gemara. So, what the rule? The gemara says, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, kol heicha the loyli motzi masalik lei loy tibarlech. If the rules of the government are that the soicher has no legal right to evict the tenant, you know, today in America, you can't evict the tenant even if he violates all the rules. We know that. That's a brach on a klal. Depends for who. If the people don't pay the rent, you know, you got to go to court. You're not so easy to evict the tenant. So here we're going in the case. If the situation is where, now that's where they break all the rules, you still can't evict. But let's say they don't break the rules, you certainly can't evict. But let's say we have a situation, heicha, kol heicha, d'loy motzi masalik lei, in a situation where you have no right, power to evict the tenant, loyti baylach, there's nothing to talk about, loy agrinon, you cannot do schiras rishus from the soicher. Kiti bayilach, where is there a shayla? Heicha de motzi masalik lei, where the soicher does have power to evict a tenant just for no rhyme or reason. Then, my, that's our shayla. Do we say, came with the motzi masalik lei, since he has the power, he does have the power to evict him, even though right now he has not done so, and even though right now the soicher has not arrived. Agrinon, you can make me lenient, and you can now in advance have insurance by renting from the soicher. What do we say? Hashtamil holoi salke. No, it's premature. At this moment of time, the soicher has not yet taken back rights to the apartment, rights to this rishus. So he's not the Baal HaBos. He's not the Baal HaBos. That's not what Chazal had in mind. Chazal told you to do schirus. You do schirus to the person who presently has rights in the rishus. So Amar Lohen Reish Lakish. You know what? I don't know the answer. It's fascinating. This is Erev Shabbos, by the way. It's Erev Shabbos. But you know what? What do we got to lose? Let's do it. Let's rent Lent, and tomorrow is Shabbos, and we'll see Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see tomorrow, not the Rabbi Seir Shabbadar, we'll see tomorrow Rabbeim Shabbadarim, and we'll ask them if it works or not. Let's do this, Niskar, it's there of Shabbos, there's no harm in giving him a few dollars, we'll do it, Niskar. We'll reach our Rabbeim Shabbadarim, the Chachom Shabbadarim, the wise men Shabbadarim, we'll ask them if it works, and then we'll know what to do tomorrow morning if the Seicher arrives on Shabbos. We'll know if that our plan of renting in advance from the maskir went into effect and worked. Nishal lohen. Also, shaylel rav efeste. Who is the chacham shabedar? This is an important gemara b'chlal to know. Who are the chacham shabedar? We have the chacham shabedar scattered throughout Shas. So the gemara at least tells us at least one of them. If we want to say that the same, and the rabbi said is Rabbi Efes. Amar lohem yofe asisem shesechartem. It works. There's a tremendous chish in this gemara. Looking at the farshim of the gemara is that when you do this is a cool and schirus. What's the lamed? Why do you have to do schirus? Why do you have to make a kinyanim? Be'ikar hadin, you don't need to do kinyanim. A machshav alone is good enough. If I want to sell you something, I want to give it to you, just a thought, me'ikar hadin is enough. And there are examples in halacha where even a machshav is alone. The reason why is because a person in his heart never really is 100%. You're always wavering, yeah, maybe not. In order to put yourself in a matzah where it's there's no going back, you do a ma'ase, you do something physical. But what do you learn from this? How you do give money, you do a handshake, you make a kinyan, who cares? Then your ma'asim override your machshava. The machshava doesn't count. But that's only where the machshava is neutral. But we have a machshava that's a shvacha machshava. Right. It's an asmachta. It has sometimes, being very abstract, it has a koyach that even your maisim, if your mind is totally not with you, then even your maisim at times, depending on the very common case, are not 100%. Look what's going on. Over here we're making a kinyan, we're giving money to a guy, and we don't even know if this works. There's a chesaron in Gemiras Das. We're making a kinyan with the guy. Here's the guy. You know, we're doing this. You're not really the owner yet. You have to screw a smachim from a guy, and maybe the sechel will arrive. Then retroactively, you have the koyach to evict him. And now you're the Baal HaBos, and we're giving you money. But we don't know if this whole hocus pocus really works. There's a chesaron in Gemiras Das in the kinyan, and yet Rabbi Efes says yofe asisa. This is only true, you can't get carried away in this, only true when it comes to Schiras Makam for Eruvei Chatzeres. Because when it comes to regular Kinyanim, such a leniency with a Chesaron, only doing things maybe, yeah, maybe not, is not 100%. Since we have so many more examples coming over the next staff, we are extremely lenient in the Kinyan of Schiras Makam. You don't need Shabbat Pruta, and you can do it on Shabbos, you have a whole bunch of long lists. The rules of Schiras Makam from a guy are so relaxed. Here's another example. A chesaron in the Gemiras Das, it's good. Yofe asisem. It's also going, it's a very important chiddush in the Gemara, because such a lundis is not something that you would normally say yofe asisem. That's not a kinyan. A kinyan has to be, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going through the deal. No sveikas. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Chanina, another ma'aser. Rabbi Chanina, Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba. Now we go even a step weiter in this thing. Rabbi Chanina, Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, Iklu Lahu Pundik. Another ma'aser. Okay, another story. They went to an inn. The Asa Nachui, the Asa Nachui, Mori the Pundik, B'Shabbat. So there was a simple case. There was an inn, let's make believe there were 10 people. There was a guy, one apartment was owned by a guy, and the guy wasn't there. Wonderful. That was the Gemara before. The guy is not there, so the guy is not a problem. The guy is only a problem when the guy is on site. The guy, they told, the guy is out of town. He's not coming back for a week. Suddenly he shows up. Oh, he shows up. we now are in trouble. We need tzchiras makom. So what's the halacha? Amru, so they said, mahu lemegar minei. Can we on Shabbos do tzchiras makom? Can we do tzchiras makom now on Shabbos? Now, Rabbi, you say, what are you talking about? Of course not. Tzchiras shulchan aruch. This is issur d'rabbanan to engage in business. You don't make kinyanim on Shabbos. Eruv Chatzeros is different. The rules of Eruv Chatzeros are different. Mahu lemega minei. Here's the lamas. Here's the word shayla. What did study our boy? Sechim arv dami. Now we have a halacha that soicher is what we do to a goy, equivalent to what we do to a Yisrael. A Yisrael, you make an eruv for a goy, you do schiras. Now the halacha is, when does the eruv take effect? Everyone knows it takes effect. Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashemashos. You can't make the eruv on Shabbos. So soicher is what we do to a guy, equivalent to what we do for the Israelim. So just like Eruv must be done Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemashos, when it comes Shabbos it's too late, so too when it comes to Schiras, you can't do Schiras on Shabbos. And it's a very important issue here. We have to also mention, once the guy comes, the Erev is bottle. Now the Erev is bottle, so what are you going to accomplish? You have 10 Israelim in this courtyard. Rashi brings that, this is literally the next staff. You have 10 Yisraelim in the courtyard, and the goy comes on Shabbos, that means l'mafreya, the Erev is bottle. So even now, if you're going to do schiras makom, it's too late to reactivate your old Erev. I'm only doing schiras makom mikhan Allah haba, and my Erev was from yesterday, that was bottle, and it's impossible to make an Erev for the first time on Shabbos. Enoch and Andy. You would have to do bittul rishos. Okay, there's another halacha, and this one's davasul gishmak, it brings all these sons together, that if you, let's say you forget, you make an Erev, you have 10 people, 9 contribute to the Erev, and 1 person, shmazli, forgot. He forgot to contribute. So what's the halacha? It's not a good idea. So what do you do? So the 9 people are joined together, one is not, no one can carry. So the halacha is that on Shabbos, number 10 is mevatel his rishus. His mafkir is rishus to the other 9 people. So that's what the Gemara Hilli here means. We have of your name. Everything was fine and good because we thought the guy was not in town. All of a sudden the guy shows up. When the guy shows up on Shabbos, mikan ulahaba, the Erev is bottle. So now we want to do 2 things. Number 1, we have a shayla. Can we do schiris on Shabbos mamish? Okay, and after we do the schiris nigoy, everyone is going to have to be mevatel their rishus to one of the bnei chotzer in order that we can carry in the chotzer. You have to go through these 2 steps, and that's an important idea for the next amud. Forget that. On your own of shuas. So my ma'aser. So the Mar says, so here the first shaila we compare soicher to kimar of dami. Ma'amar we have b'bodyam af soicher dafka b'bodyam of dami. We go say no soicher b'vatal rishus. A soicher is no worse than a mevatel rishus. Ma'am vatal rishus. Just like this concept, when you have Yisraelim and one forgets to participate, so the one that forgets can be vatal even on Shabbos. So ma'am vatal rishus tefilu b'Shabbos af soicher nafilu b'Shabbos. So that's the machloket. The shaila Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef. If Amar says, "So my shayla, we know what to do. So what should we do?" So he said, "You know what? Niskar. Let now. Obviously, the case was where the guy is not going to be available. I'm assuming this is the case. The guy is not going to be available. The guy right now is in front of us. If we don't rent from him right now, and we'll go ask the shayla, and we'll come back. We're not going to find him. He's going to sleep. He's going to sleep. Or he's going around the corner to have a drink, and he's not going to want to negotiate with us. And then it's going to be too late to negotiate. Let's go rent." We'll give him now something. We'll do the schiris right now. Obviously, they felt that wasn't an issue. A schiris on Yom Tov. They gave him the schiris. Well, then, while the guy is available, we'll then go to the base medrash, ask a shayla if it worked, and then mamshach. If it worked, it worked. If it didn't work, it didn't work. But they didn't ask the shayla first, obviously, because time was an issue. The guy is only available now. If we're not going to do the schiris with him now and he goes away, we're not going to have an opportunity to go and do the schiris with him at a later point in time on this very same day. So what should we do? So we have the same type of interesting situation in this Gemara. Yosef Amar, you know what? Niskar. He said, so he paskin niskar. Let's do it. Rav Yasi Amar, loy niskar. No, you're not allowed to do it because soicher kima orev has the status of eruv. Amalu Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So you know what? Nismaich al divrei zaken v'niskar. In the meantime, let's rely upon the zaken. The zaken was the first amora. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef. Let's rely upon him v'niskar. They did it. Also shailu lei Rabbi Yochanan. They went then. They asked Rabbi Yochanan later who was correct. Amar lehen. Yofe asisem shesichartem. It works. So we learn over here two yesoidas. Number one, we learn schirus, it works on Shabbos. You allowed to be soich, even though we might say chefsecha, you now do. You allowed to. Number two, we learn that soicher is compared to bitul rishos. Now, I don't know the lamdas, but one thing, obviously, there are two different concepts. There's bitul rishos, and there are two ways to unify Klal Yisrael. The unifying Yisraelim is very good for Shuas. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. There's joining together through Eruv. Everyone contributes, and there's joining together through Bittul. They're very different mahalchem. When it comes to a goy, the Gemara's maskana is Schirus works with the same lamdas as Bittul. It doesn't work with the lamdas of Eruv, because if it worked with the lamdas of Eruv, that would only work Hachana Erev Shabbos. Bittul works afil b'Shabbos. The Gemara's maskan is that Schirus also works on Shabbos. So that when you learn the deeper lamdas of these inyanim, obviously it comes out of every chiddush that dealing with goyim, the way you connect with the goy works the same way you connect with the Yisrael through the koyach of Bittul, not the koyach of Erev. Because Bittul works on Shabbos and Schirus works on Shabbos, but Erev does not work on Shabbos. Next. Tohu bo Nahardoi. When Nahardoi heard this, that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, it works, they were shocked. They were very disturbed. Now they did not express what bothered them. They just said, what? How can Rabbi Yochanan say this? Rabbi Yochanan said, which l'chora means Erev Shabbos. My love, mom, Orev, miboid yoy, maf, soich, miboid yoy, was low. It doesn't mean, it only means for one other prat. Mom, Orev, afilu b'pachlis mishav a'pruta. Just like Orev, you don't need a pruta. That if you have a large number of people, once you get to 18 people, once you get, then it doesn't matter, you could have one box of matzah, gregaris, to 18, you have a city of a million people, you could have already, you could have not a million, but let's say you have a large number of people, 100,000 people, you could have a box of matzah, 18 dried figs, gregaris, 18 of them is enough, even though it's less than a shavuot for each individual. Another leniency in Schirus. Schirus does not need a pruta. When you rent the rishus from the goy, you don't need to give the goy a shove pruta. You can give him less than a pruta. It's also mekayim tachanas chazal of Schirus from a goy. When it comes to Eruv, you yourself need not even your worker. If you have a worker, different types of workers, they can represent you. Likewise, when you do Schirus, you don't need to rent from the actual balabais. You can even rent from a worker. From a worker balabais, av schir lekitoy, av soicha afidu schir lekitoy. Mom orev chamisha sheshum bechotzerechad echad mar vaidei kulam sechnami chamisha sheshum bechotzerechad achas echad soicha aidei kulam. Let's say we have a courtyard and we want to join courtyard A with courtyard B. So one representative of courtyard A can give some bread to courtyard B, and they're all connected. Once the entire courtyard A joins together, just one representative can join. So if you have one of the guy, the whole court doesn't have to go to the guy and everyone give a pruta. Even one member of the courtyard can give the guy. That's good. That's all it means when we say that a soicher is a kima orev. But when it comes to the zman, zman has different dinim. Zman can be done afilu on Shabbos. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Kabbalah Satora. Linda Havayami. I'm going to say for Pesach, for sure, but...